It is the Riot Podcast.
Did everybody have a wonderful weekend?
Oh, I did.
Good.
So, I'm sorry. No, you guys go ahead.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Great to hear.
Thank you.
Of course, you can always let us know if you want to email us, riot@radiou.com, or join us on our Radio U Riot Facebook page. Post us. Let us know how your weekend was. What'd you guys do?
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's talk about what's in the podcast today. Don't dress up as a turkey, and you'll find out why.
Lesson learned.
Costly lesson, but lesson learned. Let's see. Burping in public, bowling a perfect game, McDonald's, you know, uniforms.
Someone just texted us, you know, back to the turkey hunting thing, which you'll hear about in this. Turkeys can see colors, so hunters don't wear orange when they go hunt turkey. But they to help each other protect from each other, maybe you should always do that.
Should have worn something, because dang, right? We talk Mario Kart, my trip to the Air Force Museum, Avatar, again, but I mean, honestly, anytime we get a chance to make fun of it, I'll take it. So, like, I'm in on that. And then allergies and sleeping. And I'm going to take a nap.
So. I'm going to crush you right now. You ready?
Yeah.
I think I just saw you lift your elbow.
Yeah, no, I know.
You have a hole there.
I patched it.
You went through the patch?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I just noticed that on Obi's jacket.
Yeah, I've got a hoodie on that, you know what, the entire hoodie is completely fine except for the sleeve on the right arm,
which I
always wear a hole
into. You've compromised the fabric there.
Yeah, you may or may not know this, but one of my favorite shirts, I wore it last week because it's so comfortable. It also has developed a hole in the right sleeve.
Shouldn't you just always put a patch in on your shirts then ahead of time?
What do you think, put it on the inside?
Yeah, put it on the inside.
I should try that, actually.
Then that way, if it's a nice shirt, you won't ever break through the actual fabric of the shirt. You're just putting pressure on the patch.
We should try that. Okay, let's go shirt shopping, everybody. See how that goes.
And patch shopping. I've never bought a patch before. Let's just do this.
Well, you know what? Those of us that are lucky enough to have these awkwardly crooked arms, it's fine.
I've had the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
So, Nikki, have you ever gone hunting before?
Gone, like, with a gun or something?
Yeah.
Or, like, hunting for bargain prices.
Well, I mean, I know that you're a bargain hunter online.
Something like that. No, I have never gone hunting for something outside.
No, never? Okay. Because I haven't either. I'm not a hunter. I didn't get my first buck, first 12-point, or 40-point,
or whatever
how many
it
points
is.
They get. I don't know. I'm not a hunter. I have friends that are hunters, and they put on pantyhose and deer urine and go out into the woods. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
That's not like an insult or anything. That's like...
No, that's real.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Because they got to stay warm and quiet, and they need to smell like deer. So that's how they disguise themselves when they're out hunting the deer. Here's the story of two men that disguise themselves as turkeys.
To go hunting for deer?
For turkeys.
Yeah, but then that makes you look like what you should be hunted.
I know. And that's the problem. It turns out that there were two guys that ended up hunting each other because they each thought...
Oh, that's not funny to laugh at.
But they were turkeys.
It is kind of. So each other, did they shoot each other? Or?
Well, I mean, they didn't shoot each other, but I will tell you that one of them shot the other. He didn't return fire because, you know, he'd just been shot. And it was after that moment that they were like...
Bob, is that you?
I just shot Bob, and
I didn't even get a turkey.
The whole freaking time we've just been hunting each other, there are no turkeys out here.
I guess in the heat of the moment, I've never been there. I've never felt what it's like to hunt something, but I would assume someone would catch on like, that looks like an awfully big turkey. Or why aren't you with your friend if you go out hunting? Did you split up?
It was...
And I think you're supposed to wear orange, aren't you? Or
that's what I thought you're supposed to do. But I mean, I guess it's kind of like, I'll tell you what, let me quote this guy. When I teach hunter ed classes, I tell them even good people can become undone by a big deer or a turkey and make some mistakes. So April 12th was the opening of turkey season in Kansas. So,
and they thought, or the one person thought he had a big turkey.
He got so excited.
And then he wasn't even thinking straight.
Yeah. Now, I haven't found out, like, don't have a lot of details on the guy. It ended up being two people that got shot. And, like, obviously they're not dead, but they're injured.
Do you think it's turkey season across the board, like all states?
I don't know, man. But it may, like, anytime, the idea of a bunch of guys that are super trigger happy in the woods with guns, it makes me nervous. Like, in my area, when it is deer season,
yeah,
it makes me nervous.
To because, walk around.
Well, I'm driving in the morning. They go out early in the morning. They've got guns. Now, I know, I get it. This is where people get offended. And I'm not trying to offend anybody because whatever, but you guys are in the woods.
It's just a learning lesson.
But, like, let me put it to you this way. I drive past these woods every day. They're normally empty, but 1 week a year, there are a bunch of guys with guns in that woods.
Yeah.
I drive really fast.
Right there.
Past the woods.
Well, I went on a walk yesterday, and at first I was like, oh, that's people building a house. Like, it seemed like hammering. And then Eric goes, no, that's not hammering. So someone was shooting something.
Yeah, that turkey was moving fast.
So I wasn't sure. Is it turkey season, or was that a friend, or what were they doing? Target practicing?
I know it's turkey season in Kansas, Nikki, but as I understand it, you don't live in Kansas. So.
I do not. So okay. I don't know. And then Eric said, well, if it's your property, you can be shooting.
Why? Whether it's your property or not, don't dress up like a turkey during turkey season.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I want you to know what's wrong with society today. We've taken a hard turn against a certain very human activity. Something that is natural. It's something that the body does. And yet, as a society, we look down on it. Sure, it's okay for people to basically use the bathroom anywhere they want, but...
Okay, first off, that was a lot.
A good belch?
That sound effect was a lot to handle.
See?
In our headphones. See? What are you doing? Let alone for you poor guys, but... just a lot in my headphones.
See how judging you are?
I'm not judging. It was just a loud
noise.
It does
reaction,
sound a lot like yours.
Your reaction, I feel like, is very unfair.
Well, it's a lot, and there was no warning.
Well, you know what, Nikki? That's part of what's so special about a good belch. Though I will say, I like a little warning when people are like, dude, wait for it. Then, yeah. I mean,
tap me on the back.
Help me, bro.
Help me. But yes, in our society, it is still not appropriate and very odd when you come across someone who does that out loud. Just like outside of a private setting.
It's off-putting. That's very rude. Which, again, why is it rude? What's rude about it? Nothing. Somebody somewhere.
The sound is rude.
Somebody somewhere decided
that
it was rude. And then passed down that heretical teaching from generation to generation.
Is someone trying to change that?
Well, inadvertently, someone is trying to change that. Yeah. We've got a guy named Eden. Eden lives in Austria. And last year, Eden received a ticket from a cop. Because he was disturbing the peace. So, bro was out on the street, burped in public.
And you're not allowed to do that?
He got a $75 fine. That's the thing.
Was it in a construction zone? Or what the heck? Why is that so much money?
I don't know. But he was in Vienna's famous Prater Park.
Oh, maybe that's why.
The police officer gave him a ticket for public indecency. That's what it was.
I think there's probably some sort of other issue, too. Like, they didn't like each other, and that's what he got.
He said that he and the police officer ended up having a very long argument over people who were illegally dealing drugs in the park that he wasn't doing anything to stop.
Oh.
But that he was stepping in to give him a ticket for, you know, a little belch time.
Sure. That's what you get picked up for. The other stuff, no.
Yeah. So he did get arrested. This is amazing. He blames the onion kebabs that he had been eating, and that's where it came from.
That's what happened.
And I want you to know he went to court and he won his court case this weekend.
Good for him.
So congratulations, bro. You're not going to jail. Also, all of his legal costs have been covered by the restaurant where he purchased
the onion kebab.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's good business stuff.
They've paid for all of that. So, you know what? I hope that all of you, like me, have a chance to start your day by Googling royalty-free burping.
I'm sure there's a soundboard or something somewhere you can enjoy through the day.
Today, you guys should join the fight. Like, we're going to take belching back. We're going to make it acceptable again.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
She's the most deadly swordswoman in all of Great Britain.
The Riot, Radio U.
Well, that is officially the craziest thing I think I have ever seen. Nikki just passed me a picture of a guy at a bowling alley.
Well, you're the video.
Well, no, it's moving pictures. The movies. It is. It's a guy who's bowling. Now, get a load of this. He bowls a perfect game.
Yes.
That's 12 strikes.
12 strikes, a perfect game in 90 seconds.
86.9 seconds.
He basically takes all the lanes of a bowling alley and does it that way.
Bowling alley.
Felt like I was missing a letter.
Well, you know what, Nick? You are at a bowling alley.
Well,
so if
it
you
works.
Miss a little something, I wouldn't be surprised.
It was in New York, right?
New York State, not city. I actually don't know where it was, but apparently he bowls about 50 games a week, and he saw a professional bowler, Tom Daugherty. You guys remember Tom.
A 2015 video of him doing it?
Yeah, but he did it in,
50.99 seconds.
No, 1 minute, 50.99 seconds. So that means that, you know, he beat his time by like a solid 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to Ben Catola. Man, what the heck? How many times did you have to give that a whirl? Like, how many times did he try that day that the camera was rolling and he was like, all right, here we go. Oh, dang it. All right, start over. How many times do you think he did that?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on if he kind of practices that way, but they do believe it to be a world record, so he just has a talent for it.
So how long is it going to take for them to get in there and, like, certify that thing?
I don't know. That can take a while.
Yeah, okay.
86.9 seconds compared to the previous guy, which was the 1 minute and
50.99
seconds.
Hey, look, you got to get real specific when you're...
Because it is world record stuff. You're right. It's weird to see him do it. You're like, at first when I watched the video, I thought, well, this will be more than like 90 seconds. Like, it feels slower than it really is.
Yeah. Now, the United States Bowling Congress does not...
Which is something.
It's a thing. They do not technically have a speed bowling category, but they're thinking about writing something down here. So he actually said that he tried, let's see, three times he tried on April 1st, didn't end up doing it. He said his best was he did seven in a row and ended up with 11 out of 12 strikes in 1 minute and 35 seconds. And then Wednesday night was ladies' night.
And he thought he'd show off.
And so that was on April 5th, and the leagues wrapped up, and he and his coworker were like, dude, let's give it another whirl. And so he went ahead, his coworker grabbed his cell phone, and he was like,
let's do it.
He did seven in a row, said he ran out of breath. And then he decided, like, no, come on. This is the night, baby.
Powering through
it. I can feel the magic. I can feel the magic. So he went and did it again.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he did, in fact.
It is, when you watch him, too, he has one of those funny spins. You know, like, you can tell someone who's a really good bowler.
Yeah.
It's like, for us, you just walk up, put
hopefully
your arm back.
Go straight
then,
through.
Yeah, fling it just right straight forward. For him, though, he's twisting it and turning it. And it's the impressive one.
12. For 12, this guy bowls a perfect game. You're like, I hope to bowl a perfect game sometime in my life.
I don't even bowl. He's like, I don't even do that.
I want to bowl a perfect game in less than 90 seconds. What?
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Look, I just want to get it on the table. I just got to get it out. Nikki and I are angry and jealous and petty and bitter.
Everybody, well, not everybody, but two people from Radio U have
not
gone.
Not that many people work here, so.
It's a good percentage.
It is a good percentage.
There is a media conference for tech and stuff in Vegas going on
Vegas,
right now.
Vegas, baby!
And two of Radio U got to leave to go to Vegas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Already so, going to In-N-Out, and Chris sent me late last night a ATM shot at the Sprinkles, ATM cupcake machinery in Vegas.
Man.
So they're
what
already.
What the heck?
If you had In-N-Out and a Sprinkles cupcake, like that'd be the trip right there already. And that was just in a few hours.
What the heck?
We don't want to go. We're fine here. We're fine.
Nikki and I are guarding base like it's important.
Like they said, oh, well, you guys have the keys in case something goes wrong. Like that's what we want. We want to be that responsible.
Oh, good. What a relief.
I love being in charge, like in charge of the keys.
Good idea.
So if something goes wrong with Radio U this week.
Man, it better not. That's what I love. Chris texted me and he was like, hey, I just want to give you a heads up that I'm sending out an email to tell everybody if something
You're
goes wrong
charge.
To call you. And I'm like, Chris, all I'm going to do is call you. I don't know how to fix it.
One time when I had to be in charge of the keys, it broke while they were on the plane going over there. It's like you just never know.
That's like
everybody be calm this week.
Hey, call Obadiah. It's broken. Like, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know. Bye.
Am I supposed to fix it?
So what do we do now?
Hey, let's just, we trust that they're going to have a great time.
I'll fly to Vegas to ask Chris what to do. So everybody hang on. I'll be back later this week.
Radio, you will be right back on air, we promise.
Until then, listen online, maybe. Yeah. That still works.
No, it's fine. We hope they have a great trip. It is business, so
fine. Well, I don't want them to have a bad trip, but I think
What if they had such a bad trip they came back going, next year, you know what, we're just going to send Obi and Nikki. We don't want to go.
Next week, we're just going to send Obi and Nikki so they can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get it.
So, I mean, like, we should actually, you know, why don't we just go ahead and plan on going? We'll knock off a little early this week and we'll go so we're ready for next week.
We could surprise them and be like, oh my gosh, that'd be the best surprise. You get off the plane and be like, you're not surprised to see us? Surprise!
We're just
we
like,
came to see you in Vegas.
We tell Chris, like, Chris, we had something, there's something for you in the lobby. Just go ahead and go down and pick
and
it up.
We're there.
Hey, buddy!
Flyers in hand, ready to go!
Now, there's room in your room for us, right?
Right? And does that mean we're still in charge? Because we're not there anymore. Someone else has to be in charge of the keys.
Well, if something breaks, you know, we'll leave them with Zach. Here's Zach. If it breaks, fix it.
Listen, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
And it's not
whenever
fine.
Whenever you say it's fine like that, then the person knows obviously you have a problem
with
fine.
It. It's fine. It's fine.
Great that you guys are in Vegas.
You have to say fine, like that little, like, is everything okay? It's fine.
It's totally fine.
No,
thank
it's fine.
You so much.
You guys have fun. I'll tell you what, I'll just get up at 4:30, and what do you think? Just drive in.
I'll just go to work today.
What do you think? I'll work, and you guys, oh, listen, it's work. Yeah, it's work. Did you get in and out for breakfast on your way to walk around? Yeah, it's work. It's fine. I'm not bitter about it at all.
Let's just shake it off, and let's just have a good day.
I'm gonna hide some dead fish in their offices, like under the carpet where they can't find it.
Well, they'll come back to something awfully special.
Leave Chris a little present on his seat. what do dogs do when you leave and they're angry?
They're mad. Well, they'll show you they're angry until they come back. That's just, when we do something.
Just saying. I'm going to act out.
A long egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a worst of the riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
You guys see the new McDonald's uniforms? I don't really care. Like, that's something, but boy, the internet cares. The internet,
boy, they really do over the
weekend.
The internet
loves the new McDonald's uniforms. They say that they look like they're serving stormtroopers on the Death Star.
Those kind of look like the uniforms if you look at the pictures side by side.
Yeah, like here's a picture of from Star Wars, the Imperial uniforms, and here's the McDonald's uniforms. And you can see how they seem to have a similar aesthetic.
Style to it, yes.
Yeah.
Lines.
You can see that. The other thing I really love is that people saying that they look like the tribute uniforms from the Hunger Games. And dude, they do.
Really do. They look a lot like that.
They do. Like that is there for real. Other people feel like they look like something that Kim Jong-un would wear. So, you know, McDonald's not necessarily hitting it out of the park here, I guess. But okay, at the same time, like when you go to McDonald's, No offense if you work at McDonald's, but like I didn't really notice your uniform.
Well, I think it's the color selection or the lack of colors for this.
It's very drab.
It's a lot of grays.
It's all grays.
It is. So I think that's what's lending to the sad uniform memes.
Do you think that they're communicating something? That McDonald's is basically saying, you know what? Our food is really shades of gray.
No, I think they probably were trying to just go for a more modern look.
It's very modern.
They just wanted to get it really, just clean, not a lot of mess with it, and just kind of that one tone, and they went with it.
Yeah. Do most McDonald's employees wear aprons?
I think so.
There's a lot of apron going on here.
Well, this is the best of the best that you're going to see.
A lot of apron.
In the pictures, official pictures from McDonald's, that might not be exactly what you get at your local drive-thru or your local establishment.
I'd wear that Admiral Motti cap that guy's got on, sure.
I'll
wear the hat. Why not? You're working at McDonald's, you're wearing a hat. Sure, I'll wear that hat. I don't know about this half apron, though. How much do you have to buy your uniform?
I don't know. I've never worked at McDonald's.
I haven't either.
Does anybody, could you text us and let us know? And that's not a fast food place, just restaurants.
The video place I worked at, you had to buy your uniform. Like it wasn't free. Well, okay. You had an option. You could wear a smock and then you had like a dress code with that, which for a while was a shirt and tie, which is ridiculous.
What does anybody work? 877-2-RADIO, you can text us. Do you just have to buy your stuff or do they give you like the first two uniforms are free?
Yeah, maybe.
And then you can have other variations of it and you pay for that.
Yeah. So when they do that big rollout, you'd be excited. You're like, man, I got a new uniform. Check me out.
And if you use just parts of the uniform, you can have that as like your dressy wear. you just have a nice gray outfit.
There you go. Like you want to go semi-formal? Like you got plans to hit the Olive Garden this weekend? You've got this gray.
A little pin over the M or something. You're like, hey, there you go.
No, we'll probably, just put a sticker on it. My name is kind of thing. And like nobody's even going to notice. Totally fine. So, all right. Well, there you go. If you want to see some of the memes, which I love memes. Everybody be trashing those McDonald's uniforms. They're out there.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Nikki, over the weekend, I went to the Museum of the United States Air Force.
You did?
It is in Dayton, Ohio. So awesome.
Was it?
So awesome. They have a new fourth hangar, which they haven't named yet because they just have signs that say new fourth hangar.
But may we suggest Obadiah looks really nice on a sign.
Oh, I don't know that I'd put my name on it, but I will tell you that...
The Obi hangar?
I'm sure somebody somewhere is trying to purchase naming rights.
I'm sure for something.
I'm sure there's something like that going on, but dude, it was... awesome.
What do they have there?
Because
I've only been to...
What don't they have there?
What's the one outside D.C.? The Air and Space?
There are two. There's the Udvar Hazy Smithsonian Center. Like, there are two Smithsonian Air and Space Museums.
No, the one that's right outside of...
So, like, not in downtown, but
no,
the other
but
one.
The one that has, like, the space shuttle, the
yes.
Concorde.
That's the Udvar Hazy Center,
yes,
what do they call
it? Yes, that one.
That is, I will have to say, that is a fantastic place, but I didn't find it to be any better than the Museum of the United States Air Force. Honestly, they're probably, I'm trying to think in terms of scope and size. I went to the Udvar Hazy 3 or 4 years ago and had a great time. I love airplanes. And while I'm not some kind of an expert on it, like I know a little.
But you like seeing them.
Oh my gosh. It was so awesome to just get a chance and look at it. The only thing about it all that bummed me out, and I'd never thought this before, but as I was walking around, I was like, these planes are awesome. This is just us coming up with better ways to kill each other, isn't it?
Don't think of it that way. Then we'll think of the travel and the... You're only talking about the military ones.
That's mostly what it is. It is the Air Force.
Well, like if you go to the other one, they have, travel planes.
I mean, I did. They have this new section that is old Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. And so they had the Air Force One from Eisenhower, from Truman, and from Kennedy. And so that was the one that is the most modern looking because all of the ones after that have kind of been fashioned with that paint job, basically. But it was still cool to get a chance to walk on that. The Apollo 15 was there, which was cool. And what else did we see? My personal favorite is there's a plane there called the Valkyrie that was from the late 60s, I think early 70s, that is a supersonic bomber. So it could fly Mach 3. It that plane looks like the future. It like it just does. It has it's got six engines on the back and all this stuff. And I remember going to see it when I was a kid and just being like, whoa. And they still have it. They also have a B-2 bomber in there. And they had an F-117, like the stealth fighter. Like, they had all kinds of stuff. The YF-23, which was the one that competed with the F-22, but they didn't actually make it. So they had one of the prototypes, like, in there that you could see.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
It sounds awesome.
I also did the VR mission to space.
Well, you had quite the day.
I did. And actually, on the VR mission to space, let me pull it up here, because the guy who was working that counter, he was like, you're from 102.5.
Oh, he knows you?
Yeah, he listened to Radio U in Dayton. That
Well, thank you for listening.
Anthony. So I met Anthony. He was working it. And so I flew around a fake International Space Station. But hey, you know, with virtual reality, it felt real.
It's like you were there.
It felt real.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun time at the Space Museum.
Yeah, Nikki, next time you should come. Like,
no, like I said, I did fine in D.C., but I was in like a museum mood, so I went through a bunch. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm not in a museum mood, I don't know if I'd be the best company there.
The other thing they had there that I thought was legitimately scary is like between these two hangars you walk through and they have these, I mean, I don't know if they're actual, if they're just models, but they have like life-size nuclear missiles.
Mm-hmm.
There was something terrifying about that. Like, and these were the things we almost wiped out a whole city with. And here this next one is when we were even better at going to wipe out a whole city. Take a look at that. And you're like,
don't look at it that way. Okay, it's going to be a sad trip if you do.
I'm just saying, there was something a little
intense about it.
There was something intense about it. Yeah. I think I was just supposed to like the planes, but I just kept thinking like, oh gosh. Oh, geez, there. That's rough.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I am here to offer you, in a world of uncertainty, anxiety, and angst, something that you can count on. Something that you can put on your calendar and know, I can trust that that will happen. I am, of course, referring to the release dates for the upcoming Avatar sequels.
Oh.
All four of them.
They have those already?
Yeah. Well, remember, Nikki, it was supposed to be out this year.
Yes. Okay. I forgot about that.
Okay. So, but I mean, this time they really mean it. So, like I said, something you can put on the calendar and you can trust, you can feel good about.
I know the first Avatar is the top grossing movie of all time.
Of all time!
But it feels like, and I never did see it, but it feels like it's so old. Like, I don't even remember that time it came out.
Let's see.
It just seems like forever ago.
Avatar was a 1916 film. That can't be the one.
That's why it feels old. It is old.
2009.
It just seems really old.
That was 8 years ago.
And then to turn around normally, when it was the top grossing movie, to have its sequels and stuff, they normally turn it around faster than that.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep, you know, like building on the momentum.
You strike when the iron is hot.
Like, there's
please,
no fire anymore.
That's what my
anymore.
Blacksmith friends always say.
It's like, I feel like we're not even in the smithery.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even in the area.
It's over.
Yeah.
You missed it.
But they want to try to do it again.
By the time Avatar 2 comes out, it better be a reboot. Because
what I feel like.
They will have rebooted Spider-Man 4 times by the time the sequel comes out.
But I know that they've been working hard on it.
So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
December 18th, 2020.
For what?
Avatar 2.
Oh, no, they're not waiting that long. Wow, that's crazy.
So 3 more years. They got to get that thing ready.
It's right? Crazy. Why is it taking so long?
I don't know.
It filmed it several times over.
Then Avatar 3.
Uh-huh.
That'll be open December 17th, 2021.
So the following year.
Yeah. Like
will
boom.
Be. Okay.
Then they're going to take 3 years off. And Avatar 4 will be out December 20th, 2024. And then Avatar 5 will be out December 19th, 2025. That is, you ready? 8 years from now. So 8 years ago, you had the original Avatar movie, and 8 years from now...
You'll have the rest of them.
They say that you'll have the last one.
I guess time will fly, and before you know it, it'll be 2020.
16 years between the original Avatar and its final, quote-unquote, sequel.
I feel like I should talk to somebody who did watch it back when it came out, and then have them watch it again to see if it even holds up. I just don't feel like it does.
I don't know. I have thought about going back and watching it. I saw it in theaters and haven't watched it since then.
You didn't like Avatar that much.
I didn't just not like it.
It was the opposite.
I actively and intensely disliked it.
Sure.
Even though it was, on a technical level, was fantastic. I thought that the... I thought... what they were trying to make me think and feel made me mad.
Well, let's check again in three years.
Nah, whatever. The one thing I will say that's kind of interesting about it is that they've set this up that those are the days, like the pre-Christmas dates, that Disney has been releasing a Star Wars movie every year.
Oh, so they're trying to jump on that same time?
Well, it'll just be interesting, like, because you know Disney ain't going to quit. They're just going to keep whatevering. Like, they're going to make Star Wars so you're dead. So, like, you know, how does Avatar 2 stack up against Star Wars 14? I don't know. But when you say it like that, it feels a little ridiculous.
Like, can we have anything else?
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
You know, if you didn't hear us talking about it earlier, Nikki and I are bitter about the fact that two of our compatriots, two co-workers, they're in Las Vegas today for what is in reality an important trade show regarding various things, whatever.
It is legitimately work-related, though we're not happy about it.
We're bitter, which is why, Nikki.
Would we be as bitter if it wasn't in Vegas? Like, what if it was in some random town in some random city? In some random state?
I don't know. Have you noticed that they always travel and go places and we stay here?
Now, I'm hearing a tone there.
Well, I'm just...
I'm hearing something.
No, that was not a tone.
It sounds like you're okay with that.
That was a factual representation.
Well,
is it not true that they go
to cities
all across the... Well, how do we get in charge of the travel?
Well, Chris also goes a lot to work on tower stuff, and that's very much outside of our scope of things.
Well,
we would just
fine.
Be traveling to go to those cities to work on things to then call back to him to ask him for help.
Fine.
Which I feel like would be not the point.
Well, you know what? Like, did he not leave us the keys? If something breaks here, all of a sudden we're qualified to fix that when a trip to Vegas is on the line.
Then we can't go.
So, I mean, you know.
True.
Shouldn't he have stayed here to make sure that we stayed on the air and we could have gone there and reported back?
Back to him our findings?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that is true.
Yeah, that's what we should have done. Mm-hmm. Just saying. But in the middle of all of this bitterness, I had a thought. No one's around to say no to anything that we want to do, right?
It'd be a really good week.
Okay.
Actually, I was whistling on the way in.
Nobody's around to say no to what we want to do.
No, so like, I don't want to eat here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
Right. So part of what they're doing in Vegas is we need a couple of new things for the radio studio.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that when they get back, we should have something to show them. Like, you know what, guys? I know that you guys did some research on some things that you feel like need to go in the studio. And while you were gone, Nikki and I got a little something that we felt like we needed to go in the studio.
What are we getting?
Well, I have this life-size Iron Man Mark III statue. It lights up. I think it moves a little bit. And it's only going to set us back 7,000.
It's 6'10"? Jeez, that's very tall. It's $8,000.
I mean, Iron Man's big, Nikki.
Yeah, but where are we going to put that? Actually, we have a lot of quarter space.
First off, it's not $8,000. It's $7,950.
Almost $8,000.
So, and yeah,
is that shipping?
You know what? At that price, it better be free shipping. Maybe Amazon sells it. We'll have to look because I got Prime.
6'10". It's eyes, palms, and arc reactor all light up.
That's in the chest.
That's in the chest.
Uh-huh. So we could put it in the corner right over here. Just right back there. just looking out.
Looking at us every day. And then it always looks like we have security in here.
That's
in
what
case
I was going to say.
Someone wants to come in and decides it's the time to take us out.
Hey, I'm going to rob Brady. Oh, my gosh. Iron Man's in there.
I didn't know he was real.
Never mind. I'm not going in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Just walking through, Mr.
And,
Stark.
Hey, wasn't one time someone tried to get in here, and he was lit, shall we say?
Yeah.
So he probably would have thought it was the real Iron Man.
No, get out! Run! Run!
Oh, my gosh. This could be a safety feature that we don't realize.
I know.
So that's security and helping with the studio space, decorating, design.
Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier, Nikki, no one's here to say no to that.
You're right.
So we could just do what we want and ta-da!
And we can ask for forgiveness later.
That's
if
right.
If someone gets mad at the fact that we would spend almost $8,000 on a more than life-size Iron Man statue for the corner of the studio.
The other thing we could do, and again, just spitballing here, just throwing it out there, is since this seems really expensive and some people would... And I'm not going to say I know who these people are, but they would say that it's excessive, right? What if we just went ahead and got a Coke Freestyle machine?
Now that, we could do some fundraising. If we worked a few days this week and just all worked together.
Could you sign up for our Patreon? Our, my GoFundMe?
Yeah, we suddenly have that. And then when they come back, it's just there. Like, that would be a lot of work with a really fast turnaround. But
guys, we raised $50 toward the purchase of this Freestyle machine.
Now, we had to spend some station money because we didn't get it all.
I don't want to hear about blah, 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 whatever. All right? Like, I'm sorry, you just got back from your trip. I wouldn't want you to, you're probably tired. Why don't you take the
day?
Can
I get you a Coke? You're tired.
Hey, look at this. We've even got extra cherry packs. Because it always runs out of cherry, we're not running out of cherry.
I don't think we're going to get either of those items.
All right.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
So, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe will be out this Friday. You can actually hear our review, coverage, all of it through our podcast, riot.radiou.com. But Mario Kart 8, the people at Nintendo have set up a promotion with Target in which they have carts that are going to be converted to look like Mario.
So basically,
carts.
They're taking the shopping carts, adding some stuff to it, making them look a bit like a Mario thing.
Yeah, and you know how Targets always have that big red ball out in front of the store?
Yeah.
If that Target that you're going to has that, is doing the Mario Kart thing, there's a big Mario or Luigi
cover
that is going to go over that big red ball that sits out front.
Well, nice. And then the first time you're racing the carts, then they yell at you. So you're getting mixed messages.
It kind of is mixed messages.
What are you supposed to do? Go slowly with the carts if they're Mario?
Yeah. Oh, did you know that Target calls those balls bollards?
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that either. So you walk in the store, if you see that on the outside, you'll see that the carpet at the front has been turned into like a starting line. And it's got the little guy, the little bee that flies around holding the green light. He's there, and then you go in and you can find a cart.
Looks like you walked in on a party, and someone decorated for it, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
That's for the new Mario, the newish Mario game.
Yeah, so I was looking to see, like, are they doing anything else fun? No, it's all cosmetic.
Just the carts and that?
I mean, arguably, if you wanted to, you could go to Target today and just pretend that that was actually real. And you know what? I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Wait a minute.
The promotion started yesterday.
Right. But the game, okay, I was right.
The game is not out until this Friday. Yes, the game is not out until later.
Sorry, someone was saying Tuesday, April 28th, which is not a real day.
They have
it's
it wrong.
It's Friday, April 28th that the game is out. So, you know what, Nikki, if we wanted to, we could go racing through Target. I imagine me running through the food stuff, like throwing bottles at you.
Do they have bananas? It depends on the Target.
Depends on the Target.
But yeah, you could. I see the Princess Peach card. I want that one.
We'll go past the pet aisle and I could throw shells at you, like turtles and stuff. It's a great idea. And if anybody says anything, I'll just be like, look, I'm sorry, officer.
What do you want us to do with these?
I'm sorry, but you know what? I've been training for this my whole life, and now you want to tell me it's wrong? I don't think so.
Why do the promotion then?
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
Nikki just sneezed in such a way that I'm certain she was yelling at me.
It hurt my chest. That was the biggest sneeze. That was massive. Wow. And I was just a couple seconds from you guys hearing it, but you missed it.
It was your allergies. They're coming out.
It must be. They were bugging me yesterday and they're bugging me today.
Dude, one of my roommates this weekend, they recently switched to Allegra. So like, yeah, this Zyrtec ain't doing it, bro.
Yeah.
And it was it has been hilarious to watch that they, every time I saw them this weekend, they were laying down. Just like,
Well, is that like you have to get used to it, or is that just a side effect that you'll always get?
Well, again, I take you back to my previous interactions with allergy medicine that whenever I take it, I'm gone. Like, I can't take it long term. I used to think there's a bunch of stuff when I would travel to Oregon that I'm allergic to. And I always thought, this is so stupid, but I really thought this, that when I would get out there, I would just be so relaxed because I was on vacation.
That it wouldn't bother you?
No, that I would sleep and sleep.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It wasn't Oregon or vacation. It was the stupid allergy medicine that I was taking. And I finally discovered that when I came home and took some and I was like,
I'm sleeping here too.
I can't even live. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stuff will get you, Nikki.
Well, I think also it's not just the medicine, but your body's like, you know, you're being affected by the allergies and you want to sleep when your body's not feeling so good. And
Wait. Is this that thing where
is
you
pro medicine?
Is this that stuff where you and I start saying stuff like, I'm so tired because of all the fresh air.
You didn't know that the riot is brought to you by Big Medicine. No.
Big Allergy paid for all of this.
All of this music, guys.
All of this.
That's it. So keep taking them.
No, Nikki and I, if you guys pay attention, we are frequently trying to excuse the fact that we're tired. So we'll blame it on anything. Like,
we're not sick. We're just tired.
Yeah. You're like, we had the windows open, so all that fresh air made us tired.
Well, now, yesterday.
We had the windows closed. It was really stuffy, so all that stuffy air was making us tired.
Now, yesterday, my allergies started being really bad in the morning.
Really?
And my eyes start itching, and I rub my eyes. And then, like, I'll rub just so much that I'll get like a hive or something. And I took my normal dosage. I take half of this pill and it's usually good to go. Like I don't have to take a full one. But I was sitting right next to the open slider because it was so nice outside. Eric's like, well, and I said, no, I'm not closing it because it's so nice out. And then maybe that's why I took like an hour long nap yesterday afternoon because I couldn't stay up again.
It was like the medicines.
Maybe it is affecting me and I didn't even realize it.
Dude, it does me. I'm telling you right now, like I can take, like if I take allergy medicine, I'm gone. And they say, again, I love this. Doctors are like, well, there's no side effects. None. I'm just like, bro.
It's in your head.
It's not. It's not.
No, the allergies are in your head.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're taking it. That's why we're having these problems.
And what's even weirder, I must say, is that we're coming up almost, it's been 11 months since I had surgery on my nose. I'm not sneezing.
Good.
I'm doing fine.
You're doing great.
It's weird. This time of year, I normally would have been a train wreck, but we learned that I didn't actually have allergies. I just had a deviated septum.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a true shame as I'm the train now.
People.
I'm the one with allergy.
What's been weird is people always ask me like, hey, where are the tissues? Because I used to be the supply guy. And now I'm like, I don't know. Where are they? I have no idea.
If I go get the surgery done, maybe I get half off. Like if you refer me or you get referral back.
At the very least, I could slide you my surgery card and you could get one more punch
on
it.
Get a punch on it and then you eventually get something for free.
I mean, in the history of the show, I've had surgery 3 times. I think you've had none.
I had mine before the surgery.
Well, that's
I haven't had surgery since
that
then.
That doesn't count, though. So, you know, whatever.
And I just said no to others. I'm not doing it.
Well,
so no to your nose thing.
Science. Well, you know what? No, that wasn't elective. 2 of my 3 surgeries have been elective.
Sure.
I mean, I had my wisdom teeth out. That's kind of elective.
That you needed to do, like back when you were a baby and you didn't.
Yeah. So like there's that.
That was your own fault.
Yeah, but dude, getting my nose fixed, the best thing ever. Not a nose job. Deviated septum. Gosh.
Well, it looks better though.
Yeah. I mean, finally doesn't have that huge hook in it.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, we're sorry to hear about your diarrhea.